It's the download here on WGN Radio. I'm Justin Kaufman. Until 11 o'clock tonight, a real quick download before Patty Vasquez takes over. You know, we talked about earlier, you know, how I think we should just blow this team up. The Blackhawks, I mean, they lose tonight to the Lightning 2-1. I've been saying it. I mean, I've been saying it for the last couple of weeks. You just got to start over. There's just something wrong with this team. No, they lose their first, I think Judd said it was the first since November 27th or something like that. It was like the first loss that they've
December
had.
December 27th. First
December
loss.
27th. Yeah. Still, either way, man, that's 2015. That's crazy.
Yeah. So, last year.
I know, right? I mean, it's pretty great. Joining us tonight in studio, Scott King, we're going to talk about, he does the Blackhawks Crazy blog and podcast at WGNradio.com. And he co-hosts that with Mike Jacobson. He's here. Thanks. It's good to see you.
Thanks for having me, man.
No, thanks for coming to talk. You know, one of my New Year's resolutions is to become a better Hawks fan. And because I really ramp it up for the playoffs like everybody does in Chicago, right?
Right.
But I feel like I need to do a better job of being a regular season Blackhawks fan.
You know, it's the regular season that gets you in a good position in the playoffs, you know, maybe getting easier opponents. And hey, I think they've won a few championships, so it's time to start early now.
Yeah, right. And you know, I felt good in a way that I knew who the Tampa Bay Lightning were.
That is true.
I was good. I'm like, oh, yeah. I know this team. We beat them last year. But talk about this because, you know, they went on the road. They lost the game. Okay. It happens. It's the you know, they weren't able to pull 13 in a row, but you argue that this team may actually be better than the team that won the Stanley Cup last year.
Yeah, I wrote a blog about it. Everyone can check out on facebook.com/Blackhawks Crazy. And you know, even though it was snapped tonight, they didn't get to 13 games. They still had a franchise best 12 game winning streak. And it was actually when they won number 11, I believe, Sunday in Montreal. What gave me the idea to write this is the coach of the Canadiens. I believe his name's Therrien. He said, you know, we just played the Stanley Cup champs, and I think they're a better team than last
wow.
year.
Wow.
So when you hear another coach, especially a franchise like the Canadiens in Canada, say that, I had kind of thought that too. When you're watching this winning streak and you see how everyone's kind of fitting a role and doing their part, and all four lines are really rolling, something they didn't have tonight, unfortunately. So what I did in the blog is I just kind of broke down position by position, line by line, all the deep pairings. And Crawford has laser-sharp focus this year. He looks unbeatable. He kept them in the game tonight, even though the Hawks didn't really have much going on. So
yeah, you're right. Last year, there was some consternation around Corey Crawford. Like at one point when Scott Darling kind of came in, and they were like, maybe Crawford, you know, we won't see him next year. I mean, he's played lights out this season.
I was someone saying it. I'm always someone defending him because I think he's always got the ability there, and he always battles back and keeps them in games. But you had that goalie battle with Antti Raanta and Darling
right.
when Crawford goes to a concert and you know,
fell
injures
down, right?
his foot.
Right,
so,
right.
Yeah, and those guys look really good, and that pushed Darling. That made him really good last year. One of the things I actually didn't get to in the blog that I think is maybe it's not that big of a factor, but a way that they're not as good this year maybe is Darling hasn't really gotten that confidence yet, I don't think, because when he has played, it was earlier in the season when they had a lot of holes on D.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that, and I also think it's the first line with Brandon Saad. We miss him a lot this year in Chicago. They were better, even though Andrew Shaw's given them a ton of energy on that first line now. I think Saad was a better player.
Well, let
obviously.
Me ask you that, because after the storyline that was all summer long was this is going to be the year that the Hawks are going to have to dump salary. They're going to have to – this is going to be a totally different team. This may be the last time the window is closing for them because, you know, they have so many players that are going to need to sign. So we saw trade after trade after trade. They were not supposed to be like this.
Exactly. We're not even supposed to be having this discussion right now. And I think it was mainly because people are so scared because of what happened in 2010, where literally almost the entire team was dismantled. And, hey, it looks like you kept the right guys because they won another two Stanley Cups in just a few seasons. So, yeah, I understand the worry. And you're wondering what's going to happen when you have to shed that much salary. And you don't know who's going to come here if you're wasting money, if guys are going to play well in the AHL and make the most of their opportunities. And that's exactly what's happened is these guys are getting shots from the AHL. Like Gustafson's been a fantastic defenseman. And he's a big reason they're better than they were, I think.
Let me ask you about that, because defense obviously has always been a big part of the Hawks. I mean, Duncan Keith and company. But how is the defense this year? I mean, Corey Crawford is lights out in goal, but how are the defensemen in front of him?
Yeah, they had trouble getting the right guys in the beginning, but I think they've been playing lights out. And I think that helped give Crawford a lot of confidence. And you just see, like, the sequences of saves he's making, like athletic save after athletic save, desperation saves, and he's able to do it because he's had a really good defense lately. You have obviously Keith and Seabrook, but like I said, a young guy in Gustafson, and TVR is healthy again, who was a rookie last year. He got hurt for a long time, but he was able to win the cup, come back and get his name on it. So I think all those guys look good. Even Roosevelt, and when Scuderi's in there, they look okay too. The veterans have been pretty solid.
Let's talk about some of the new faces for the Hawks. You know, they've seen some, I think that's what it is, you know, to lose Sharp and lose some other players, Brandon Saad, like you think who's going to take their place, but the bread man is definitely making his name here in Chicago.
And I'm a big fan of that nickname. It's simple. It's hilarious. Who doesn't love Panera?
We were trying to figure out a better one here, like this bowl, bread bowl. Like we were trying, but bread man.
It's hard to beat bread man. Yeah, it's so hard to simple beat it. And flows off the tongue, Justin. No, it's when I heard that they got those Russian guys in the offseason, you sign Panarin and you get Anisimov from Columbus in the Saad trade, and lo and behold, you have the best line in the NHL with the two Russians and Kane. Panarin's basically been the Russian Patrick Kane. Those guys complement each other so well.
Did we know that during it? I mean, did we know that in the offseason when the guys were coming in?
People were excited. I think I tweeted. I don't know. I was actually trying to look it up to pat myself on the back, but I know I said on some form of social media that I thought they could be better just bringing in those Russian guys alone. Finally, Kane has guys to play with. You know, didn't quite work out last year with Richards as a center until late in the playoffs, and
right.
Guys like Versteeg were trying to play on that line too. It didn't really work out. So they're on fire. They've been on fire. They even got on the board tonight.
All right. Well, let's take a break. And when we come back, more with Scott King, Blackhawks Crazy, the blog and podcast co-hosted and co-written with Mike Jacobson here at WGNRadio.com. Well, let's talk more about the comparisons of this team, which is really hard to do, I think, in the middle of the season because, you know, they could flare out and lose a first-round playoff right. And be like, well, they were nothing.
Yeah.
But right now, breaking records, doing exactly what, you know, picking up where they left off. Are they better than last year's team? And even, you know, we can go even further to some of the teams that won cups in earlier aughts.
Sure.
We'll do that when we come back here on The Download. Stay with us. Talking Blackhawks tonight here on The Download. Scott King, Blackhawks Crazy, the blog and podcast at WGNRadio.com. Alongside Mike Jacobson in the WGN Sports Department here. You know, it's funny because I say that I'm a novice. It's funny. 773 just texted in. They said, with the Hawks lost tonight, the 96 Bulls record is now safe.
Well, he's right. It's a true statement.
And then he hashtags hockey novice. He's right. Right. But I will say, I mean, for our the hockey novices out there, myself included, and I am working to fix that. It is amazing to have a 12-game winning streak.
Yeah, it is. And to play at that high a level with that kind of energy, we were talking before the show, I think that's one of the things that contributed to the loss tonight is how long can you keep that energy up, perform at that level? I mean, maybe they could beat the NHL's record, which was 17, if someone didn't oversleep and get punched tonight and throw the
that's
whole rotation.
That's sort of like the side story tonight.
It is, and it matters. I heard Judd talking about it on a post-game show. It definitely matters, yeah.
So one of the Hawks, Panic, was it?
Panic, yeah. Panic. His name is spelled Panic, but it's
yeah,
pronounced
Panic. Panic. Yeah. Overslept, missed the shoot-around this morning.
He was late for the morning skate, and that puts Quinville and the team in a real awkward position because, you know, they're the Blackhawks. You're not supposed to tolerate this kind of thing. So it kind of forces his hand and has to scratch him for the game, and that throws the whole lineup off.
Does Coach Q seems to have a pretty short leash because just reading about Brian Bickell. Bickell, of course, one of the stars of the Hawks, or at least a name. At least
he certainly was.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. At least a name that we would recognize has gotten the doghouse and is I don't even know where he's at right now in the AHL.
He's in the AHL playing for the Rockford IceHogs for the second time this year is where he's at. It's a real unfortunate story and an incident because that's a guy who was up for the MVP in the 2013 playoffs.
Right.
He was talked about maybe third in people's eyes for the Conn Smythe Trophy, and now he's in Rockford and he wants out. His agent's saying they're trying to get him somewhere else, and I don't know if that's going to happen. That's a big salary.
Why? Why? I mean, is he have deteriorating skills? Like, what is it about Bickell that he can't even stay on the
it's
team?
It's really tough to say. And, you know, Quinville does kind of punch him in a way, either being scratched from the lineup when he's in Chicago or sends him to the AHL and then he comes back. And he has limited minutes, so it's hard to kind of show what you can do in those minutes. But they're looking for him to be more physical, to score goals. He's got good hands. He has a good wrist shot. Just not things they're seeing out of him that they want to see. It's been bad.
Let me ask you, because maybe can Bickell be a piece of, you know, it always seems like the Blackhawks, as they get later into these seasons, they make trades and big moves to bring veterans in for the playoff
run.
Great
point, yeah.
I mean, is that something where we might see where Bickell just doesn't fit with this team and that might be the way that we are able to get a veteran to come in and help for the run?
It's a good question, because that's, in my eyes, that's actually why they won the Cup last year, is you bring in Desjardins and Vermette moves.
Right,
the trade deadline.
Was huge, right?
Vermette was a great veteran, was huge deep in the playoffs when they needed him. But I think that with Bickell, you need to package another guy. And the reports being that they want some of the Hawks' top guys, like Teravainen, who's been great in the lineup, and Gustafson, who we already talked about, it's hard to make the right deal happen for Bickell because he's already a big asking price. I think $4 million cap hit, or actually maybe $6
million. He's got more next year.
Yeah. So it's tough to think about if a deal like that is going to happen or not. It doesn't look good.
Yeah. Well, you know, I know Dallas is having a great year, right? They're the team.
They had a real great start.
They had a great start. Yeah. And, you know, they beat the Hawks, and we got to see Sharpie running around, and I think he scored a goal in that game.
Yeah.
But let's talk about who are the competitors for the Hawks, you know, as they get ready for playoff time.
Yeah, they were kind of fighting it out with Minnesota and St. Louis in the standings. And, you know, now the Hawks are sitting with 68 points, I believe, before the game tonight. I don't think Dallas played, but Dallas is five behind them with 63.
Wow.
And then you have St. Louis and Minnesota slugging it out. So it's those teams, and they play St. Louis on Sunday. Obviously a tough physical team, and they've got some guys who could score. So, you know, we'll see what they can do.
All right, let me ask you a question. I asked Pete this question right beforehand. It's Scott's coming out. We got to ask him this, and we both kind of shrugged our shoulders. Are the Hawks a tough team? Are they a kind of team, like, I think of Blackhawks or even hockey lore, and I think of the teams that had those kind of sort of like goons that came off the bench and just fought.
Yeah.
Did the Hawks play that kind of hockey? Is hockey even played that way anymore?
No, that's what I was going to say. That's not really a part of the game anymore. That's why you had people making such a big deal about John Scott being voted to the All-Star team.
Who's
actually a very nice guy and very funny, and, you know, he plays hard. He doesn't have the skill of a Patrick Kane, but they opened the voting and people voted for him. But anyways, it seems like the years that people say the Hawks aren't big enough or they're not tough enough, those are years they win a cup. So it's, you know, they got fast guys who are really skilled, so
but there really
it doesn't
isn't
always
that,
matter.
And that's we're past the age of having a guy on every team that just goes out there to fight the star.
Yeah, no, exactly. That's not going to happen.
And that was a big deal a couple of years ago. That was there was a lot of people calling for the end of that because it would just be like
it's still
a very
minor part of the game. You still see you'll see a couple fights every night when there's a lot of games. But I remember last year they had a great 7-game series with the Ducks, and Ryan Kessler was saying, like, we're hitting them hard, we're hitting them a lot. This is going to take its toll soon, and it never did. The Hawks won that series and they won a cup.
So okay, so looking, I mean, there's still a lot of hockey to play. We're coming up on the All Star break here. After the All Star break, you know, a Coach Q coach team, are they a team that does better as they get closer to the playoffs, or, you know, because they've ebbed and flowed. I've known them for the hockey, or, you know, just in the short history, the recent history of having one way where they're like on their way up, and then there's another where they're on their way down. But obviously what happens in the playoffs are a different story. But
yeah, except for maybe two of the last few years, if they don't win the cup, they still get pretty deep in the playoffs. They're a team designed to win the Stanley Cup, and that's why maybe you can kind of question, are some guys taking nights off? Certainly hasn't looked like it with this winning streak. But they're designed to win in the playoffs and win the cup, and I think you see them go to another level once it starts.
What stops a team? We didn't even mention Jonathan Toews, but what stops a team like this at this point? Is it injuries? Is it off the ice kind of stuff? I mean, what is it that could stop the Blackhawks from this sort of just continuing to roll?
Yeah, I think you said it. I think it's injuries. I think you just hope everyone stays healthy. You know, there were some kind of weird circumstances with the loss tonight. I think there's still, like I said in the blog, I kind of made the point that they're a better team than last year. I think they still do have guys that are that capable, so you just hope they stay healthy.
Scott King does Blackhawks Crazy, which is the podcast and blog that you can find at WGNradio.com. He does it with Mike Jacobson. Thanks for coming in, Scott. You got to come in.
Man,
you got to come in more, and whenever I have this sort of casual questions about what I should know.
I'm here to inform you, Justin. I will do just that.
I appreciate it, Scott. Thanks
Thank
for
you,
being
man.
Here.